where I am as a Yankee fan right now, it has to be where every Yankee fan is right now. Unless you are a warped sycophant who is a grown man or woman that has posters over your bed. And you're just such a Yankee fan that you don't think that it can't possibly remain this bad for this long. Now, I know that they won last night. I don't care. I don't care that they won last night. Because once again, and it's the same script, and it is maddening because it happens over and over. And I'm done yelling. I promise. I am done yelling about the same stuff over and over and over. I'm just not doing it anymore. Tap out, uncle, mercy. I'm done with that nonsense. So, the Yankees won a game last night against the Red Sox. And you could just tell that the Red Sox have so much more tenacity than the New York Yankees. So much more grit and toughness than the New York Yankees. See, there used to be a point where you'd roll into the Bronx and you'd hope to get out alive. But the chances were you were in a body bag. Just the way the stadium was built, the overhanging right field, the deafening chants, and all the aura and all the studs that used to wear that uniform. You'd look on the schedule, whether you're Boston, whether you're Toronto, whether you're Baltimore, whether you're the Mets coming through in somewhere. Didn't matter who you were. You would look at the schedule and you'd say, oh, God. All right. These are the three games. We're in Yankee Stadium. Who's pitching? Is it El Duque? Is it Clemens? Is it Pettit? Is it Cohn? Is it CeCe? Who's going? What guy with massive stones is going to be on that hill that's going to set the tone before the Bernies and the Tinos and the O'Neills and the Jeters and the Posadas and the Teixeiras and the A-Rods, Avi, and everybody else that made being a Yankee fan unbelievably awesome? That's what it used to be. Now what we have is we have Cora, the manager of the Red Sox, issuing quotes like, hey, we love coming here, man. We really enjoy playing the Yankee Stadium. And we happen to play very well here. Not scared of the Yankees at all. And let's face it, why the hell would anybody be afraid of the New York Yankees? If anything, you are licking your chops when you're getting ready to play the New York Yankees. Because after Thursday's loss and Friday's loss and Saturday's destruction loss, last night came really the only way the Yankees could beat you. Put four balls in the seat. That's it. That's the only way they're going to beat you. They're not going to string together competitive at-bats and grind and make the opposing pitchers work. We had like 25 and 28 and 30 pitch innings and a couple of walks and then bang, that clutch double, lights out. Game's over. Yankees in a romp. Yeah. You know, you get this every couple of games. Yankees go bonkers with the long ball. And it is old. And it is predictable. And it is incredibly stale. And I got to tell you, and I really, really don't like to say this much, because it's a read from a distance. And I really do want to stay in my lane and be respectful to everybody. But this needs to be said. All right, and I'm going to pose it in the form of a question rather than make a declarative statement, which is a 100% indictment, but you will be able to infer strongly what I mean. But I'm going to keep it a question because I'm going to be nice today. Because football season's coming. I got a couple of days off this week. Sal's off, by the way, and he will be back Wednesday. I had fun over at Sal's house with Hoff and the families. We'll talk about that. I'll get to the Mets as well. I am going to be nice, so here comes the question, even though I can strongly make this a statement. Where is the Yankees' heart? Where is the Yankees' fortitude? Now, I'm not just going to turn into Wild Radio Man and, you know, abandon scruples and common sense. So I'm going to say this with the respect that it deserves. And the man that I'm about to bring up for a moment has earned, because he's an all-time player and he's an all-time competitor and he's an all-time good guy. All right? And that's, of course, the great Aaron Judge. But when Aaron Judge says we need to be angry, we need to, you know, we can't tolerate this, whatever he said, right? Well, how about you show it? How about you show it in a non-monotone delivery? And I know he's not an actor. He's not an entertainer. So I'm not going to sit here and be that guy that, I guess I am to an extent, this one time. I've never done this before. And judge an athlete necessarily on how they deliver messages. Again, they're not actors or actresses. They're baseball. They're athletes. So that's what I'm going to judge them on for the most part. But when you are the unquestioned leader, and I'm not dropping all this at Aaron Judge's doorstep, but I'm sorry, I need a little bit more from Aaron Judge than, hey, we got to be angry. We can't accept this. You're damn right you can't accept this. Nobody could accept this. This is just wildly, wildly unacceptable what the New York Yankees have morphed into. Who they are, what they become, you know what I mean? It's the Bronx Country Club. That's where we're at. Who looks like they care when they lose? Who? Where is the outward frustration? Where is the fastball under somebody's chin? Where is the hard, aggressive slide at second base? I'm going to take you out. I'm not looking to hurt you, but you're going to know that I'm here. Why? Because I'm sick of losing to you. That's why. You're the Red Sox. We're the Yankees. We hate you. You hate us. I've got to do something to change the way this thing's been going, the way this script has been written. And the only way the Yankees changed that script, and we've seen it a gazillion times, is when they step on a couple of flat fastballs. By the way, Dustin May stinks. He stinks. He's had 10,000 surgeries. He throws 4 miles per hour slower than he did when he came up, and he was a stud. I'm not impressed with what the Yankees did off of Dustin May. Just not. So they win a game. Fantastic. You avoid getting broomed in four. Not a short little two-game series. Not three, the conventional. Four. And you think that I'm going to get on the air and wax poetic about the Yankees in a long ball? Not feeling it. I'm not believing it. I'm not buying it. And I'm not saying it. The only thing, guys, let's call for what is. I'll get these calls right now. The only thing about the Yankees, in terms of what we love and what we expect and what we demand, it's the uniform. That's it. Everything else, or so much of mostly what this team's been built up with, it's gone. It has eroded. It has vanished. It has disappeared. It's all gone. It's gone. 888-808-1019. All right, wow, fantastic. Next seven games. Here we go. What, 5-2, 6-1, 3 with the Nats, 4 with the White Sox. I can tell you what's going to happen. Yankees with 7 home runs in one game. They'll win most of them. They'll look good. And then the next time they play a good team, they'll look like they did this weekend or against Toronto or against the Mets and Queens. Or what? You know what I'm saying. You know the story. So they continue to drain us. I thought we were immune to that pain. Not that it's, championship every year, but just like the lifeless, lackluster, prolonged stretches of poor, uninspired play. with no repercussions. The Yankees are under 500 this month again. If they finish August under 500 again, that is three straight months of under 500 baseball. Oh, tell me about April. I want to hear about it. When pitchers are just getting their stuff together and you play some dog teams and you put up some hollow numbers. Listen, you could believe what you want. But if you believe, and I've said all year, they don't have what it takes to win the championship. Like, this is not exactly breaking news. What I'm saying today is they have sucked the life out of me. They have sucked the energy. And I take a lot of pride in being a guy who has endless amounts of energy and endless amounts of passion. I don't get tired doing this, and I never will. But I am done yelling and trying to, you know, garner that false enthusiasm for something that simply is not there. All right, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Of course, we are inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let me get John in Danbury, Connecticut. John, BT and Sal, what's going on, John? How are you?
Not great, I'll be honest with you. I have to be in complete agreement with you. There is no fight in this team. There's no freaking dogs on this team.
None.
I called before about
Poodles.
This months ago.
Yep.
It's, you know, you, and I know Brett Gardner's not coming through this door, and I'm not saying that guy lit the world on fire, but I knew in a tough position late in the game when Gardner got up there, that dude's going to grind out a 10, 15 pitch at bat because he knows how important it is to win this effing game against this team. Like, it's ridiculous that you have the Red Sox coming in here saying, I like New York. This is great. We're going to grab some pizza. We're going to win a few games, go home, and we're going to be on, you know, close to the top of the division in a few weeks. Like, that's insane to me. And we should have knew that the writing on the wall happened years ago when Boone showed them the freaking Red Sox video of them winning against the Yankees and coming back three games to none.
Oh,
I mean, that's insane.
You know, go ahead, John. Finish it. Yep, I'll give you that last point.
Last point about Boone.
Yep.
This guy is so worried about being liked. All he wants to do is be liked by his team, and that is it. He does not give a crap about managing this team and actually getting better. It's all about the relationship. And I need somebody to step up and smack these guys in the face and say, we need to do better. This is not in our DNA. And apparently it has been for the last X amount of years. I'm done with this.
John, let me ask you this, John. You think the Yankees, I mean, again, rhetorical question, because we know they don't have dogs, or at least the kind of dogs that are going to scare you and protect the fence. They got little poodles, too many poodles. But you think the Yankees have a lot of talent? Like the talent that you need to win? The answer is no. I mean, the answer is no. Now the Aaron Boone stuff is fascinating because, hey, results are results. And, you know, for a team that has needed a kick in the ass for a long time, he's not going to do it the way we want him to do it. I've told you this. I've asked him this. If I was in the dugout, and I don't have the credentials to be in the dugout, clearly I'm just trying to make a point, I would handle this different. Didn't Cashman say, was it Cashman or was it Boone? Whomever said it, I think this was a very, very alarming statement. One of them said that, you know, the Yankees are held. Well, first of all, I mean, Aaron told Sal and I that it's a very tough city to play in, et cetera. But to me, like, when you're held accountable by social media, that should not be the one who polices the team. It's not our job to inspire these guys or to change the direction or to set a different template. There are 32 games to go in the season. What's going to change? They're going to win games. I'm not saying they're not going to win games. They're not going to win enough games, and they're not going to win what we want them to win. You can book that. But they're going to win enough games to be a playoff team, and where's it go? Like, there's a fine line. This is the interesting thing about being a Yankee fan, but also a Jets fan. This psychology, this line that I straddle, and other Yankee Jet fans, or maybe even lesser extent, Met Giant fans. So you get the good, you get the bad. You get the amazing class franchise, you get the slop fest. All right? Well, I try to straddle the line of appreciating all of these years of being competitive, right? and having a chance to win a World Series. And I do. I've never been that guy. I've said this. I'm not that guy who it's even, and this might be a losing mentality on my part. It's not really, not every year, necessarily championship or bust. The games change. It's too random. It's cyclical. All the stuff that I've said. And you know what I've said, all right? And like that jet layer of Loserville, I think that kind of provides me a little balance with the Yankees. So I think that I've been a Yankee fan that's fairly rooted in reality. I don't get into the nonsense, the games, the Big Brother, this. I just watch that team, and I say, all right, what do I see? Just like when I watch the Mets, I tell you what I see. Try not to cross the two unless we're having fun messing around, which obviously is part of the equation here as well, the New York dynamic, right? But I am at my wit's end because they just lose the same way all the time. And it's not about being entitled or about expecting to win a World Series every year. Those days are obviously over. What I can't stand anymore is the fact that it's the same freaking script. It's the same script. It's the same movie. It's the same song. And it's not a good one. They're not tough enough. They're not talented enough. They're not inspired enough. It's just not it. It's not it. 888-808-1019. There it is. I never thought that I'd get to the point where the Yankees would basically like tap into my soul and my uncompromised belief in that team. They have slowly sucked the life out of us. 'Cause I'm right there with you.